This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. At least 25 people are dead in China's central Henan province after massive floods triggered by several days of heavy rain. Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson reports.
The flooding has inundated much of the city and the surrounding area. Henan is a major logistics hub in central China and has a population of around 100 million. Since the weekend, millions of lives there have been upended as trains have been suspended, highways closed, and flights delayed or cancelled. Residents caught in the flood have taken shelter in libraries, cinemas, and museums. Schools and hospitals have also been cut off by waterlogging. The unusually active rainy season has led to the rapid rise of a number of rivers in the vast Yellow River Basin. Dozens of reservoirs and dams have breached warning levels, prompting about 100,000 people to be evacuated to safe zones. Weather watchers say it's the heaviest rain the province has seen in 1,000 years.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley-Watson. U.S. life expectancy fell by a year and a half in 2020, the largest one-year decline since World War II, according to public health officials. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The CDC report blames COVID, the third leading cause of death behind heart disease and cancer, accounting for 11% of the more than 3.3 million American deaths last year. That's far more deaths than in any other year in U.S. history. For decades, U.S. life expectancy was on the upswing. The CDC says last year it dropped to 77.3 from 78.8 the year before. Julie Walker, New York.
The U.S. women's national soccer team suffered a shock 3-0 defeat to Sweden in their Tokyo 2020 Olympic debut. The Swedes famously knocked the four-time World Cup winners out of the Olympic tournament on penalties in the quarterfinals in 2016.